So reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 2, contents of the Gita summarized. Slok number 12. No, 13. Song Ajay. Dihinasmin yata dehe. No book. Take the book. Whoa. Dihinasmin 2:13. Chapter 2, text 13. Dwajai. Dehinosmin yata dehe.
Dehinosmin yata dehe.
Komaram yovanam jara.
Komaram yovanam jara.
Tata dehantara praktir.
Tata dehantara praktir.
Dhirastatra namoyate.
Dhirastatra namoyate.
Dahinosmin yata dehe.
Dahinosmin yata dehe.
Komaram yovanam jara.
Komaram yovanam jara.
Tata dehantara praktir.
Tata dehantara praktir.
Dhirastatra namoyate.
Dhirastatra namoyate.
Dahinasmin yata dehe.
Dahinasmin yata dehe.
Komaram yovanam jara.
Komaram yovanam jara.
Tata dehantara praptir.
Tata dehantara praptir.
Dhirastatra namoyate.
Dhirastatra namoyate.
Chant.
Dehi
no smin yatra dehi. Komaram yovanam jara.
Tatha dehika paratha paratita.
Tatha dehantara praptir.
Dhirastatra namoyate.
Dhirastatra namoyate. We have that in Thai, isn't it? Where's your Thai book? Dehinasmin yata dehe. Komaram yovanam jara.
Tata
dehantara praptir. Dhirastatra namoyati. Oh, vam daya. Dehinasmin yata dehe.
Komaram
yovanam.
Yovanam.
Dehinasmin yata dehe.
Komaram
yovanam jara.
Tatha
dehantara praptir.
Dhirastatra namo
Dhirasatra namoyati. Okay, you have to read the time. You want to read that time? So this is a very famous verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Who's going to translate? Yeah. Om Magyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chatsurumilitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabhadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitam Sya He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanustuti Devi Pranamami Haritye Vancha Kaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Dehinosmin yata dehe komaram yovanam jara tata dehantara praptir dhirasatra namuyati. So Krishna, Lord Krishna is speaking the knowledge of the soul to Arjuna. This body goes through changes. Komar, Yovana, Jara. Komar, the boy. Yovan, the youth. And Jara, the old age or death. So like this, the body is changing, but the soul is the same. The soul does not age. And what happens when the body dies? The soul will leave the body. And that soul will find another body, take birth again. So Krishna, Lord Krishna is telling Arjuna, Dhira Satra Namuyati, one who is Dhira, one who is sober-minded, he is not disturbed, he doesn't get upset about the change of body. But people are very, we are very attached to the material body. We become disturbed when we see the body age, when the body changes. But we should always understand this body is just simply the vehicle for the soul. The vehicle is temporary, that cannot last forever. We give up one vehicle, we take another vehicle. Sometimes people think they're young, but they don't know that previously they were old. The body is just simply the dress for the soul. We have to understand our identity. The first step in the Bhagavad Gita, the first teaching of Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, is to teach Arjuna who he is. When we ask people, who are you? Then they will say, oh, I'm Thai, I am a young man, I am a young woman. But actually they're not. They're not the body, they should say, I am a soul. When people would ask Prabhupada, how old are you, Swamiji? Shilpa, what did Prabhupada say? No. Prabhupada said, I am the same age as you. Said, I am a soul. The soul is eternal. So one who understands this knowledge, then he will not be disturbed. We have to bring our consciousness from the body to the soul. We have to change our consciousness from the body, being conscious of the body, we have to become conscious of the soul. The soul is within the body. Without the soul, there's no life in the body. It's the soul which causes the body to move and the body to act. This soul is not material, it is not chemicals. You can't make a soul in the laboratory. The parts of the body, they can be changed. You know, if you have a heart problem, they can put somebody else's heart in. But the soul is, you know, doctors cannot do anything about the soul. The doctors, even many doctors, they don't even believe in the soul. They think this body is just only chemicals. So they did a study about the body. They analyzed all the different chemicals in the body. They got all the different chemicals which are there in the body, and they weighed them and they calculated the value of them, how much they were worth. Collected all the different bones and the different parts all there. So they found the value was 270 rupees. So your body, our body is worth
270 rupees.
It's not worth very much. But we value the body much more than
270
rupees. So what is valuable in the body? It's not the body itself, but it's the soul within the body that makes the body valuable. No, the body is like the vehicle, you know, just like car, and the soul is like the driver. So what's more important, the car or the driver? What's more important, Chopra?
Driver.
Really?
Driver.
You don't like cars?
The bus ne dheri dami cha ki kudaune bhanu ta no gari bhaneko sripali le bhanyo driver kudaune dheri kimat cha bhanu.
Some people say both. Yeah. If you have no car, it's also a lot of trouble. They say the car is important, the driver is important, but the car is also important. Actually, it's true, because this body, we have to take care of this body. Because this body is our vehicle to get out of the material world. In this human form of life, we can understand Krishna consciousness. If we don't have the human body, then how can we do devotional service? So we have to take care of the body and the soul.
आत्मा रहे पनि शरीर रहे पनि थाहा गर्नु पर्छ शरीर छैन भने फेरि हाम्रो भगवान् पनि बुझा गर्छ यहाँ दुइटै हाम्रोमा जरुरी छ
द बॉडी नीड्स फुड राइट
शरीरलाई खाना चाहिन्छ
सो व्हाट अबाउट द सोल
आत्मालाई के
Just like car, what do you feed the car? Yeah, we have to put petrol in the car. So do you give the driver also petrol?
Driver with the petrol in the
car. Do you feed the driver petrol?
No.
No. What do you feed the driver?
Food.
Different. Oh, okay. In the same way, the body needs something. What about the soul? The same food?
No.
Huh? How do you feed the body? You give prasadam, you give food. What are we going to give for the soul?
Shari like that, you know? Shari like that, khana chaincha, atma like ke gane ho. Atma ananda chaincha. Mother say the soul needs peace and happiness.
Yeah, but how will you get that?
She also said that with the kirtan and chanting.
Yeah, right. Kirtan, you have to hear the kata. You have to. Yeah.
She is quite right.
Yeah. So this is a food for the soul.
Atma ko khana, hey, kirtan ho, japa ho.
So. We should not become too much absorbed only in taking care of the body.
We
see the body changing every moment. You know, just like Chopra's hair is a different color every time you see him. So the body, the hair, everything is changing. You know, now her hair is this color. If I see her in 50 years her hair will be all white, you know, she'll have all grey hair. You know, she'll still be Shilpa, but her hair will be different. So like that, the hair is changing, the body is changing. But she's still Shilpa. The body is different. Different body. We see the little baby, when the baby is born, you know, then, you know, if we see the picture when we were baby, we cannot recognize who is this, you know, we don't know. Because the person grows up, the body changes. Every cell in the body changes. So the body is changing, but the person is still the same. The person is not the body. The person is only living in the body. Just like you have a house, you live in the house, you don't become the house. You're living inside the house, but you're not, that the house is different from you. In the same way, we are different from the body.
Mm-hmm. failure.
But the whole, all the people in the world, they're all thinking, I want to make my body happy, then I will be happy. And they're thinking to make the body happy, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, will make my make me happy. But we know, even you eat so much, even you sleep so much, still you're not happy. So, we cannot make the soul happy by... We have to learn how to satisfy the soul. So Krishna is explaining this knowledge to Arjuna. He wants Arjuna to understand. Arjuna was thinking, I cannot fight this battle. If I fight, I will kill people. But Krishna is telling him, well, the body is going to change anyway. One day the body is going to die. You should not be disturbed by this. Because we give up one body, we take another body. There was one devotee in India, he got sick. And so all his disciples, they were all crying, oh, Guruji is sick, Guruji is not well, he's going to leave the body. So when the Guru came back from the hospital, he said to them, well, why are you worrying? He said, if you give up the old car to get a new car, why worry? Why are you crying about the old car? Oh, my old car, where is my old car? No, we feel proud. Come and see my new car. I'll take you for a ride in my new car. So this is a changing body. But, you know, the body is just like the car. So we should be attached to the soul, not just to the body. We know this body is going to change. It's changing all the time. But we can make the best use of this body by use this body to understand Krishna. So Krishna wants Arjuna to become detached from the body. If we cannot understand the soul, then we will never understand Krishna. People, some they will tell, who is God? I want to know who is God, but they don't know who they are. If they don't know who we are, then how can you know who God is? So first thing is to understand, who am I? And we it's not enough just to know this, but we have to also act in that way. We have to act in the manner of a soul, not in the manner of the body. So as souls, we have to act. We learn how to act as a soul from the Bhagavad Gita. No, one who knows he's a soul, you know, he's not going to waste his time just only eating and sleeping. He's not going to waste his time just taking care only of the body. So he has one who knows they are a soul, they have to act like the soul. So the soul will act in the service of the Supreme Soul, as a servant of the Supreme Soul Krishna. This is yoga, to connect with the Supreme. So we're, by chanting Hare Krishna, then we can understand we're not the body. We can awaken the soul within us. And by chanting Hare Krishna, then we become connected to Krishna. This is a real spiritual activity. So we want to teach everyone how to chant Hare Krishna. By chanting the names of God, then they can get all perfection. Okay, Hare Krishna.